Cut all this shit. Okay. If this makes it in, I'm coming after you. I'm not recording. I will protest. I won't record if this makes it in. I'll go on strike.
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
Well, this is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
What are you drinking, Brandon?
I'm going to fuck this up because of the seashells, the seashore. I'm drinking the Sunspun Shandy from Rheingeist.
Sunspun Shandy. How is it?
It's good. I thought it was going to be a little bit fruitier. It's not bad, though. It's a shandy with grapefruit and orange juice. Oh, it's beer with grapefruit and orange. That makes sense. I don't know why. I was expecting more of a cider. I don't know why. Mostly probably because I can't read. didn't read the can before I had it. We also have a bunch of their ciders in my fridge right now, but it's good. It's a 4.5 ABV. It says, no such thing as too much fun in the sun. A bright squeeze of orange and grapefruit juice into a light-bodied golden ale delivers Sunspun Shandy, a brilliant blast of citrus sunshine. Sure, that's what they want to tell you. I don't get a whole lot of the grapefruit. That's fine, though, because I don't really like grapefruit. So that's perfect.
Nice.
What are you drinking over there?
Well, I got one that I bought last minute, but another one, just wanted to shout it out. Me and the girlfriend took our dogs walking on the Monon Trail, which is a walking trail in Indianapolis. I now know. But
it is, yeah.
As we're going, like, there's bars, restaurants at places. We went and ate at Fork and Ale House. It's pretty good. I got a nice. You don't eat meat, but I got a pork belly Reuben. That was awesome. For those who don't know, pork belly is like the best bacon you've ever had. Like real thick, fatty bacon.
That it is.
The beer I had was one of their beers. It was a watermelon Kolsch. It's pretty good. Didn't get a whole lot of watermelon out of it, but I mean, I wasn't expecting it to like be super watermelon flavored anyway, but that was good. And the one I'm drinking today is going back to Quaffon Brewing Co., the Common Necessity Hazelnut Coffee Stout. Not a huge fan of hazelnut, to be honest, but okay. The first couple sips, I wasn't into it, but I've gotten used to it. But Quaffon Common Necessity is a milk stout sweetened with lactose that balances well with a low hop bitterness, fused with warm flavors from hazelnuts and coffee beans. This stout is a lovely cold weather companion. So
not quite what we're sitting in right now, but
great,
all right.
Beer for a mid-May.
Beginning of summer.
And I noticed, I at first looked up the website, or on their website, it is a seasonal one, which is weird because at the liquor store I went to, it had like a limited selection of local beers, but it just had one 4-pack of this one. Like, all right, cool. I've never had that. According to their website, it's available January through March. So I think this is just like an older one that kind of hung back there.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. I like dark beers. Pretty solid dark beer. I haven't had I've had one bad Quaffon beer, and that was the pineapple IPA. That one was gross. Oh, yeah.
What was your ABV on that one?
ABV doesn't say on the bottle. IBU is 25. But yeah, Quaffon, and looking at Quaffon's seasonals, apparently, because the Busted Knuckle is the one I really like, like the regular. They have a bourbon Busted Knuckle.
Ooh.
I want to try that one.
I'm about that.
That's a 9.8 ABV. This one is 5.5.
That's actually, I feel like that's low for like usually anything that's like bourbon barrel or bourbon eight, you know, any of those aged ones tend to be a little bit stronger. But
well, I mean, compared to their other ones, it is.
Yeah.
It's a barrel aged porter.
They're starting a little bit lower. That's fine.
But then they also have their Imperial Stout, Russian Imperial Stout, the Fool's Russian. That barrel aged one is 11.2. So that one kind of.
That makes a little more sense. Cool.
Ooh, they also have in November, December, the House of Rye, a barrel aged barley wine ale. That's 13%.
I'm hit or miss on those, like the barley wine. stuff. I've had some good ones. I've also had a few I don't appreciate as much. Not necessarily from them, but yeah. So what were we talking about today?
Going to do the Conspiracy Theories 2 episode. We're going to talk more on aliens, ghosts, throwing some like Bigfoot and shit like that, cryptozoology. I was saying we're coming into this with like no research, no real information. We're just talking, sharing our thoughts on the situation. We're going to go
topic. What's your thought and take on it?
All right. How do you want to start it off?
Real quick before we... When you were trying to think of the word for ghosts.
Speaking of that, we were watching a supposedly scary movie, thriller, Things Heard and Seen, Amanda Seyfried. It is dog shit. It was so bad. Like, I felt like I was falling asleep during it just because I was like, did I miss plot points that they're now talking about? Like, what's going on? But the girlfriend laughed because I referred to it as spoopy natural. It's just supernatural. But yeah, that movie, if you haven't seen it, it's terrible.
There's your cold open.
Spoopy natural. But anyway, so guess we'll start with aliens. I think we kind of touched on aliens during the first one, like near the end. We
a little bit. We'll recap.
But we've talked about aliens before with like the triangles. Yeah, that the government we've had said.
Updates on it. So, like, we got into this because Demi Lovato is doing a 4-part series on alien hunting.
Oh.
Not on peacocks. It's on aliens.
It's on aliens. That's going to be broadcast on the Peacock.
Yes.
Streaming service.
Yeah, I don't know. What's your take on aliens? Are they real?
I've never seen hard-hitting
journalism. Are you sure?
There's too many theories on it. Like, I'm not going to discount it. The idea that...
Good. Give it to me full price.
What?
What?
What does that mean?
You said you're not going to discount it. Oh. That's good. Give it to me full price.
Fucking idiot. I'm not going to say they're not real. I don't have direct evidence that they are. But in the grand scheme of things, like in the various... vast reaches of space to say that we're the only living organisms. It's kind of unlikely. But have we been visited? I don't know.
I feel like it's probably pretty likely. Like, I'm about... There's something else out there.
Yeah.
Multiple other things out there, for sure.
And again, it's something I've brought up on this podcast, probably on the conspiracy theories, too.
Yeah.
Which is Neil deGrasse Tyson had the one theory or discussed the one theory of them being so far advanced compared to us, like us compared to ants. Like ants don't have any knowledge or can't fathom us just watching them unless we're like directly interacting with them. But like the distance between us and ants to us to the next highest thing, like we wouldn't even. Our brains can't comprehend. We can't even see all the color spectrum as humans. Like, imagine what kind of technology they would have to like not be seen.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely things going on. I mean, I had a track and I completely lost it, but there's so many unexplainable things and stories, and not even just like aliens built the pyramid. I don't know who the fuck built the pyramids. It could have been civilization. It could have been aliens. It could have been people visiting from other universes. Like, we don't fucking know. Like, I can't discount any of that.
Yeah.
But there's definitely something out there. I'm set on aliens. I'm okay with that. How do we feel about ghosts?
I think it comes down to is like, I feel like ghosts are more unlikely.
Okay.
However, there's not, I mean, like ghost hunter shows, all that shit, ghost adventurers is obviously bullshit. The way they do it, a guy goes in with an affliction t-shirt and yells at nothing. And then they have a garbled sound. And then they do the whole, what's the word for it when you put a thought into someone else's head?
Yeah, yeah. The way the mentalists
like suggestive reasoning or some shit like that, where it's like, Oh, he said hello. If you hear, if you listen right. for hello and listen to it 1,000 times, you'll probably start hearing it.
Yeah. So I would say yes. Most of the stuff there is scripted scenarios, and they'll do things, and like it makes for good TV. Sure,
but
good if you want to.
Let's say this. Let's ask this question: have you had a spoopy encounter at any point in your life, or what could be interpreted as a paranormal encounter?
I don't know.
But that's it. You don't have memories.
But right,
you did we have the time where you woke up at 3 a.m. and started playing piano.
Right. I am more so. I'm very much. Can get behind the theory that there's multiple universes, right?
Yeah.
And I have a theory. I'm sure other people share this here. I'm sure I didn't make it up. But I can get behind this. Okay, maybe it's not a dead spirit wandering our Earth, but maybe people are seeing something real or hearing something real or feeling something real that's coming through from a different plane.
A different timeline.
It could be a different timeline. Yeah, it's something. So and I think if there are multiple universes, we are, you know, there's probably an infinite number.
Yeah, that's the whole
and we're probably theory. Yeah, and the way the dimensions work are, you know, we're very, very thin barrier between our dimensions, right? Yeah,
so there's like bleed over.
I think that's what's going on there. I think when they see things and they hear things like I think that's a great explanation for like deja vu, especially when people get like stuck in it and you know you're having deja vu and you can't knock it off.
Yeah,
like I think like okay, you probably did do that. It probably just fucking happened in a different time. Like it probably that's why you're getting like you're getting a little bit of crossover there. That's my theory on this.
The only question with that with ghosts, it seems like.
Why are they always old timey?
Exactly. Why is it always like colonial people?
Why isn't it like Brad in his Ed Hardy t-shirt from 1998?
Yeah. There's no modern ghosts.
I don't know.
Unless that's like in the scheme of the multiverse, like the timelines don't match up to where we're getting bleed over from a timeline that's like 100 years earlier, so it's the same house, right. And those are just the people living in that house at that time. Right.
Exactly.
But it seems too convenient that that's the only timeline that seems to be bleeding over, or like when people like go to like the hotels, like people claim to have seen the same person over and over. That would make more sense in that situation.
Exactly.
But yeah, it just doesn't make sense that we wouldn't have bleed over from like a more current
like we don't see a bunch of like dead hippies walking around or anything from like the 60s like like exactly. No one's they're always I don't know. I guess is it that we're not as like perceptive to these types of things, are we looking for those types of things in these locations? So like a lot it's always in an old house, right? Well
yeah,
it's not my house that was built in 1950. It's the house that's been standing here since 1850.
Yeah.
That is, you know, haunted or whatever they want to say, like where they're having these sightings. So like, I don't know, maybe because new things that happen in new places, like those places aren't around. I don't know. A lot of the stuff that gets built. I don't know. Maybe there's so much like bleed through in these newer buildings where things would have been newer houses and things like that. Like that farmhouse from 1850, you know, could have had, there's only a few, maybe dozen families who've, you know, maybe six generations of a family or something have lived there. There's not a lot of crowded space, even in timeline, even infinite universes, who knows, whatever.
Yeah.
But in a timeline that's set up to a very similar house, that could be the other thing. If we have all these universes, your house might not exist in a different universe. There might not be that space for the bleed over.
And then that's the thing, like getting in, not so much like direct sightings, but just like hearing noises upstairs or thinking you saw a figure move by.
Mm-hmm.
That could just be you in the other town. Like you just happen to almost see yourself walking by, or the version of you from a different timeline.
That's why, yeah, totally deja vu. I just embrace it. Like, yep, this is it's what's happening. It happens to me a lot. I pick it up a lot, I feel like.
I remember that when I was younger, like specific examples of like, get like there was one time my mom was lecturing me about something in the kitchen and it just like, I just stopped. I'm like, have we had this conversation before? Like this feels really familiar, which we might have. She might have lectured me about the same, but it was like that exact situation. Like I just like a flash of like, I've seen this scenario.
There is something weird about like, I do remember the same. I remember having like deja vu a lot and like being more weirded out by things when I was really young, like being like scared of certain like rooms and like things like that when I was like, and that seems to be like a thing, like young children are, if people talk about like ghost sightings, things like more perceptive to like ghost sightings and like, you know, these imaginary friends and things like that, that people have stories of like, they'll find out like, oh no, someone with that same name lived here 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like 100 years ago. And now that's what they call their imaginary friend. Like, that's kind of weird. And like, why is it children?
I don't know.
Are they just, are we just too busy? Are they just so open-minded and like willing to see the things that we're just blocking out regularly?
It's possible.
Don't know. These are what we think about when we're drinking. Yeah. What other
I was trying to think of something else about ghosts. The closest I ever had to like, there's one, the house I grew up in, my mom knew like people, I had friends that knew people that lived in that house before she did and talked about it being haunted, but there was a basement. Like we moved when I was maybe like two. So I have very few memories of the house. I have like a vague memory of what the living room had looked like, but like, from the eyes of a 2-year-old, so it seems huge. Right. And then the basement, I remember, this is a weird thing. My sister and I both remember, because in the basement was like the laundry room, I guess, and the washer dryer.
Okay.
But then there was like this sectioned off spot that had like basically like black, like sheer curtains in front of it. I guess that's just where they had like boxes and stuff, like storage. But my sister and I both have like a memory of there being like a green light back there. And my mom to this day is like, there was never any green light. I don't know why you guys saw a green light back there.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain that one.
Someone had a green light back there at some point.
She might have just not remembered. Yeah. Ghosts could be. But then when you talk about the multiverse theory, that's when you get deep into the Mandela effect. Mm-hmm. At first, you hear about it, it's like, oh, it's just shit that like you thought was one way that a lot of people seem to think was one way and is the other. But when you get deep into that, rather than being like, oh, that's crazy, just mentioning that, it's like, oh, was the Bear Stain Bears, not the Bear Steen Bears? There's people that believe that there are alternate timelines, which would kind of coincide with the multiverse, but it'd be like,
yeah,
you crossed over into a different timeline.
Yep.
So everything is almost the same, but like a couple things are different.
Yep.
But that's a whole nother fiasco talking about timelines. Like, is that possible that you've crossed over at any one point?
I could be possible also to, you know, the way infinite universes like that would work, right? It's like any decision that anyone makes at any given time would create a separate timeline.
Yeah.
So, you know, every moment that we're doing something right now, we're creating these different timelines and different scenarios. So to say you jumped a timeline or you moved through timelines, maybe, but maybe it's just something that in one of your timelines, you know, it was different. I don't know.
But then that leads, because I'm not well-versed in the multiverse theory. Are you connected to yourself in every other timeline, or is it all separate entities?
I mean,
or is that where like the
bleed? I guess you'd be connected. In? Yeah, I guess you'd be connected in the sense that like you all have a shared past at some point of wherever you broke off. But there's a point. There's also a point where none of you are the same. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. We're not educated. Yeah. We don't know what we're talking about here. We're just babbling. So we talked about aliens, talked about ghosts. So let's talk about Bigfoot for a second.
Let's do it.
What are your thoughts on Bigfoot? And it depends on how you break it down. Is there a mythical creature still living out there? Is there a type of creature that we have yet to like discover? Because you look at like the mountain gorilla, like how recent the mountain gorilla was even discovered as an actual animal.
I think it'd be pretty unlikely that there is currently a larger than human, probably primate, like
humanoid primate animal. Yeah. 8-9 feet tall, 900 pounds.
Roaming around fairly populated parts of our world that we don't know.
That have gone relatively, for all intents and purposes, right, unnoticed, aside from several accounts from the same.
If there is, they're really fucking smart.
Yeah.
And being able to avoid. Now, do I think at one time there probably was something?
Well, yeah, there definitely was. There's already evidence, like the Gigantopithecus.
Yeah.
Which was like a giant bipedal, essentially like orangutan.
Yeah.
But is the idea is, I guess, something like that still exists? People that have claimed to see that, what have they actually seen?
Right.
Was it just a bear? And then they were in such a state of like fear and shock that they saw, was it actually something like that? Then they talk about the same thing with like the multiverse. Is it a different dimension,
right,
crossed over that can where, also that's what cross was, back over?
Well, that's what I was going to say is it essentially like, is it a ghost sighting? Is it a ghost, not in the fact that like it was there and dead and we're seeing it, but like, are we seeing something that's not necessarily there in our universe? Or are we seeing, you know, did something come from somewhere else and get stuck here?
Yeah.
You know, fuck, we don't know. It could be a fucking alien. Maybe they just dropped. Maybe this is what aliens look like. They dropped them down. Yeah. They're researching and they run away.
Because that's the thing. Like, there's a podcast I've listened to, dabbled in once in a while. It's called Sasquatch Chronicles, where he just interviews people that have claimed to have sightings.
Okay.
And from his perspective, like other people talking about it, the one thing you can take of it is just you can tell the sincerity in their voice of like they believe they saw this.
They probably saw something.
Yeah. But like there's situations like explaining it, like no person that goes on there sounds like they're like just fabricating something.
Right.
They definitely saw something. Something happened. They're just not sure what it is. Well, they think they are. But then he always asks them, what do you think Sasquatch is? And people give their opinions, whether they think it's just an animal, whether they think it's like closer to a human than an animal. Mm. Like if it's government.
Right, right.
Trying to make super soldiers and just let them out in the wild. Shit like that. If it's interdimensional, right. If it's an alien. A couple people bring up the Nephilim. Do you know what that is?
No.
Nephilim is like the offspring of an angel and a human.
Oh.
So okay. They're thinking that might be, because they're like, the Bible talks about the Nephilim. I mean, it's a theory. Like, I'm not going to discount it, but.
We do know that according to your ex-coworker, angels come and have sex with humans.
Yeah. That does so, allegedly happen.
Yeah.
But.
If
because that's the thing too with like
if,
angel.
If
like,
you don't know what we're referring to,
it's on a previous episode somewhere. Just go back and listen to it.
Yes,
it's worth listening to. Give you that. A hell of an anecdote I had. Because then you think of like, well, it comes down to white people, like whitewashing everything. Like depictions of Jesus all look like a white guy.
Yes,
angels look like these like. Well, that's where the term angelic comes, like these like beautiful like people with wings. But the Bible's description of angels is fucking terrifying.
Oh,
like there's the one that's like just a bunch of rings and like 1,000 burning eyes with like wings coming out of it. Like angels are like horrific looking things.
That was happy hour number 4, by the way, for those who want to go back and listen to that. I teased that in the show notes with the line touched by an angel, so if you want to go back and listen to that story. But yeah, no, Also, the Bible.
Not the strongest source material. Not saying that the shit didn't happen. It's just the likelihood.
Again,
it's a book with white people translating it and then retranslating it to what they believe. Well,
it wasn't originally written by white people, but
Well, no, but then white people translating it and then coming up with their own translations for things.
Now, that's another one. So that's another one you talk about, like angels, other dimensions, maybe a little bit, depending if like people have figured out how to, you know, traverse them, whatever. A lot of religions have not weird. I don't want to call it weird, but if that's what you believe in, but they have very interesting, intriguing stories about otherworldly beings and things that happen on our earth that couldn't naturally happen. And a lot of them have very similar and shared stories, which is quite interesting. Quite often in religions that are vastly different and popped up in very different areas of the world. So you're kind of going like, huh, y'all got like very similar descriptions of things and very similar stories.
Yeah.
And
that's where it starts getting into like
thousands of years apart. Like,
yeah, you think of like people having these accounts of like thinking they saw something in like Alabama, and then the Native Americans having folklore of giant, like hairy men. Mm-hmm. And then you go over like East Asia, have stories of like the Yeti and stuff where it's a similar sounding things. Like it can't all be, there's got to be at least like an air of truth in something. Like there's definitely something out there at some point.
Oh yeah.
But
at least at some point, don't know if it's still there. How you feel about Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, it's been proven that it's not real. The guy that took the picture came out and said it was a hoax. That's
like
one.
The original picture?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, he there's pictures of him and his son at the scene of it with the like little like boat thing that they used. And they just took the picture. So Loch Ness is proven to be a hoax.
That's disappointing.
Granted, there's still stuff like the Ogopogo, which is a similar. But speaking of sea serpents.
Is that the one in Canada?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ogopogo Monster in British Columbia.
Yeah.
Inhabitant of Okanagan Lake. That's the thing. Speaking of sea monsters, I saw a recent guy on. There's this guy on TikTok that like explains random shit. One thing he explained was sea monsters and like how all these like colonial colonial salesmen, colonial like sailors going out having like the same like basic description of what they saw, like the sea serpent, and I guess more updated information are realizing what they were actually seeing. These like wrinkled and terrible giant like serpents in the water were just whale cocks, like whales breaching on their back, and just because whales are known to do that, and they have large, probably horrifying to see in person penises.
Oh, to wear. I'm now Googling whale penis, and that's something I wanted to.
Fun fact about that: the technical term for a whale penis is a dork. And it's one of those words that it's like you hear it and it's like, that makes sense. It sounds it sounds like it'd be the word for it.
So just so you know, the blue whale has the largest penis in the animal kingdom.
I do know
that. It is commonly cited as having an average penis length of 2.5 meters. That's 8 feet, 2 inches for those who
are
curious.
So imagine being on a boat for months.
Seeing a 9-foot cock.
You smell like shit, and then you see this 9-foot. Doesn't look like your penis. Just because here's just the audio for the guy here. But if we use that audio, his name is MNDIAYE_97. He's pretty funny on TikTok. But yeah, but basically, recent studies have shown or have theorized that most of the sea serpents, krakens, that sailors said to have encountered were just whale penises.
Nice. Good for them.
granted, there are discoveries of like Kraken, like giant squid. There's one. I've seen it somewhat recently. There's only one account of it. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a squid with this big, like, fanned head and like super long, like, spider looking legs.
Oof. Yeah, no, there's crazy shit deep down in the ocean that we have no idea what the hell's down there. And, sorry, I'm watching videos of whale penises now.
But that's the thing. People didn't think the giant squid existed 50 years ago. They thought it was a hoax, but then they've discovered, oh, giant squid are 100% real.
Yeah. Sorry, whale penis.
Look up Magna Pinna. MAGNAPINNA. That's the one I'm talking about. Magna Pinna squid.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fucking terrifying. Yes. Well, just like that big, was it the angler?
Yeah.
The anglerfish, whatever, washed up in California. Also terrifying.
Yep.
Anyway, there's crazy shit out there is our point. Most of it's probably real.
Sorry, this one.
Don't discount anything.
Their estimation from like that deep sea videos, arms and tentacles of the squid are both extremely long and believed to be between 4 to 8 meters.
That's long.
So 13 to 26 feet. And it's also known as just the big fin squid. And it looks horrific.
Like you'd probably see that and call it a kraken. That's
yeah. And that's why I don't fuck with the ocean. There's shit like that in the ocean. I don't want to deal with it. Like you said, like giant anglerfish. Anglerfish are just horrific looking anyway.
Just mouthful of razor blades.
And those God are all damn. The females. The males are much tinier, and they basically like bite the side of the female, and then they fuse to her.
Yeah, terrifying.
Yes.
Our world is terrifying. We have no idea what the hell is actually going on.
Well, that's that whole thing, that damn nature, you scary bit.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah, so many people are worried about what's out there in space and stuff. It's like, there's shit we don't know exists yet, like, on our planet still. Like, down, like, the Mariana Trench, all the shit that can survive pressures way beyond anyone's, like, mental capacity can even fathom.
Yeah, there's crazy shit out there. Most of it's real. Keep your minds open.
Yeah. What else is there? Is there any other shit to talk about?
That's all I got for now. We'll save the rest for if we come up with and weird else. Things 3. I have more, but
I mean, we've only been recording for 40 minutes.
That's more than enough for.
I mean, we're gonna cut out a good chunk. Just throw out one more.
No, I want to talk about Wendigos later.
Let's talk about Wendigos.
Nope.
What is a Wendigo?
Nope. Not going to talk about it.
Why not?
So, because I want to talk about it later. I want to bring it up in a different
setting. Have you come across a Wendigo?
I've been to Canada.
All right. Well, we'll talk about Wendigos at a later time. Till then, this has been Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
Brandon.
What do you know about Wendigos? Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at WastedInfoPod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.